dances on and performed by Srila Prabhupada. All the associates of Lord Nityananda were formerly cowherd boys in Brajabhumi. Their symbolic representations were the horns and sticks they carried, their cowherd dress and the peacock plumes on their heads. Purpata. Janamata is also within the list of Lord Nityananda's followers. She is described in the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika, verse 66, as Ananga Manjari of Vrindavan. All the devotees who are followers of Janamata are counted within the list of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's devotees. The next is the physician Raghunath, also known as Upadhyaya, was so great a devotee that simply seeing him would awaken one's dormant love of Godhead. Text number 23. Sundarananda, another branch of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, was Lord Nityananda's most intimate servant. Lord Nityananda Prabhu perceived the life of Brajabhumi in his company. Purport. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata Antalila, chapter 6, it is stated that Sundarananda was an ocean of love of Godhead and the chief associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika, he is stated to have been Sudama. Sudama in Krishna Lila. Thus, he was one of the 12 cowherd boys who came down with Balaram when he descended as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The holy place where Sundarananda lived is situated in the village known as Maheshapura, which is about 14 miles east of Majadhya railway station of the Eastern Railway from Calcutta to Bardhavan. This place is within the district of Jessore, which is now in Bangladesh. Among the relics of this village, only the old residential house of Sundarananda still exists. At the end of the village resides a Baulo, Pseudo Vaishnava, and all the buildings, both the temples and the house, appear to be newly constructed. In Maheshpura, there are deities of Sri Radha Vallabha and Sri Sri Radha Ramana. Near the temple is a small river of the name Betrabati. Sundarananda Prabhu was a Naishtik Brahmachari. He never married in his life. Therefore, he had no direct descendants except his disciples. But the descendants of his family still reside in the village known as Mangaldihi in the district of Birbhum. In that same village is a temple of Balaram, and the deity there is regularly worshipped. The original deity of Maheshpura, Radha Vallabha, was taken by the Saidabad Goswamis of Brahmpur. And since the present deities were installed, a Jamindar family of Maheshpur has looked after their worship. On the full moon day of the month of Magha, January, February, the anniversary of Sundarananda's disappearance is regularly celebrated, and people from the neighboring areas gather together to observe this festival. So, here we see the how it is described about the associates of Nityananda, Nityananda Gana. As Sivan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his own associates, also Nityananda Prabhu was having his own associates. Similarly, in Vrindavan Lila, we'll see Krishna was having his own associates. At the same time, also Balaram was having his own associates. So Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not different. Similarly, Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu, they are also not different. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Hoila Sei Balaram Hoila Nitai. Narottam Das Thakur song is there. Who is Brajendra Nandan? He became Sachinandan. And who was Balaram? He became Nityananda. So therefore, we are saying that Navadip Mandala and Braja Mandala are non-different. The Braja Lila and Navadip Lila, both are same. Only some rasa is different. The rasa is where in Braja Lila, Bhagavan Krishna is the object of love. But in Navadip Lila, he is the giver of love. Bhagavan Krishna, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is giving love to one and all. And in Braja, as Krishna, he is the relisher of love. So, as Balaram in Braja Lila, he was always associating with Bhagavan Krishna and serving Bhagavan Krishna. Seva. Seva Vistar. He was expanding the Seva, service to Bhagavan Krishna. And in Gaura Lila, Nityananda Prabhu was distributing that prem, the love of Krishna to one and all by the order of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we know Nityananda Prabhu is considered as Premadatta. Premadatta Nityananda. Premananda Nityananda. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Narottam Das Thakur song is there. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Krupava Lokana Karo Ami Bada Dukhi. So we are all dukhi. We are the sufferers, suffering souls. Unless we will get the mercy from Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot become happy. Because Nityananda Prabhu is always having bliss due to love of Gauranga. He was having so much love for Gauranga. And that love, which everyone should develop for Krishna, that love was being distributed by Nityananda Prabhu, by the order of Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu's lila is very merciful lila. Nityananda Prabhu, as Bhagavan Krishna, he appeared before, Balaram appeared before Bhagavan Krishna appeared. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu also appeared before Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadip, that time Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years old. And he was doing so many types of leelas that time. In the childhood time, he was doing leelas. What leela he was doing? He was doing leela, Ram leela, Ramchandra Mahaprabhu pastimes, and different types of drama also he was doing regarding Krishna Lila, Ram Lila. All this he was doing at the time of very young age. And in the, he said that Mahaprabhu appeared in the Phalgun Purnima, the month of Phalgun. This is February, March. That time, Mahaprabhu appeared. But Nityananda Prabhu appeared and Magha Trayodashi, January, February. So, when Nityananda Prabhu was remaining in Radha Desh, the place is called Radha Desh, Ek Chakra. In Bengal, there is place Ek Chakra. There he was born. He appeared there, accepting father Hadai Ojha, Hadai Pandit, and mother Padmavati. So, he appeared in Brahmana family. Gauranga Mahaprabhu also appeared in a Brahmana family. Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Mata. They are the father and mother of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But in the Braja Lila, Bhagavan Krishna and Balaram, they appeared in Vaishya family, Kavad family. So when Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, that time immediately Nityananda Prabhu could know that already Mahaprabhu appeared. So he produced a loud voice, as if whole world was trembling by that voice, out of joy. With so much pleasure, he produced that sound. Then, after that, many persons in that village, in that area, they could not understand what happened. They even didn't know that Nityananda Prabhu, he produced a sound. They thought maybe some comet fell from the sky. They didn't know. But out of joy, he did this. When Nityananda Prabhu was remaining in Ek Chakra, that time one sannyasi came to their house. That sannyasi was very expert in speaking Krishna Katha. So whole day and night, the sannyasi was speaking Krishna Katha, and Nityananda Prabhu's father was listening Krishna Katha from him. So he was very happy. So he said, I must give you something. Then that sannyasi said, if you will give your son to me, I will be happy. So Hadai Pandit could not say no, because already he said, he promised to give something. So finally the sannyasi took Nityananda Prabhu and went on his own way. At that time, mother Padmavati and Hadai Pandit, they were having so much pangs of separation from Nityananda Prabhu. Still, they could control themselves because Nityananda Prabhu has gone with a sannyasi. So then, Nityananda Prabhu, when he was with the sannyasi, he was moving around. And when Nityananda Prabhu was moving around Bharatavarsha, India, he went to many pilgrim places, Tirtha. And he first went to North India, Uttara Bharat. And he saw many Tirthas there. Then he came to Dakshina Bharat, South India. So, in South India, when he was traveling, he saw Madhavendra Puripad. And he got many instructions from Madhavendra Puripad. So many scriptures, they say that Madhavendra Puripad is the guru of Nityananda. But it is not true. How it is not true? That is, in Chaitanya Bhagavata it is stated, এই মত মাধবেন্দ্র নিত্যানন্দ প্রতি অহর্নিশ বলেন করে নরতিমতি, অহর্নিশি বলেন করে, অহর্নিশি বলেন করে রতিমতি, মাধবেন্দ্র প্রতি নিত্যা নন্দ মহাশয় গুরু বুদ্ধি ব্যতিরিক্ত আর না করয়। সো হিয়ার দি ওয়ার্ড গুরু বুদ্ধি, গুরু বুদ্ধি মিন্স হি ওয়াজ থিঙ্কিং হিম এজ গুরু, বাট ইফ মাধবেন্দ্র পরিপাদ would be his guru, why this word guru buddhi will be there? It's thinking as guru. Therefore, Madhavendra Puripad is not Nityananda Prabhu's guru. Nityananda Prabhu's guru was Lakshmipati Prabhu. Madhavendra Puripad's guru was Lakshmipati Prabhu. So Lakshmipati Prabhu was always praying to the Lord to have a nice disciple. One day, in the dream, Lakshmipati Prabhu saw that Baladevji came and he gave one mantra to Lakshmipati Prabhu. And he said, one Brahmana boy will come from a village very soon to you. You just give this mantra to him. So, Lakshmipati Prabhu, in the morning, he saw that Nityananda Prabhu appeared there. Lakshmipati Prabhu was staying in a Brahmana's house. And when Lakshmipati Prabhu saw Nityananda Prabhu, Lakshmipati Prabhu immediately could understand, this boy is my disciple. And also Nityananda Prabhu fell dandavat to Lakshmipati Prabhu and he wanted his blessings. So Lakshmipati Prabhu gave mantra to him and since then he became Lakshmipati Prabhu's disciple. But still he was always thinking that Madhavendra Puri is just like his guru. So therefore many they think that Madhavendra Puri is the guru of Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, Lakshmipati Prabhu was the guru of Nityananda Prabhu. So, it is all stated in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Baladevji. So, that was for teaching of the others, the way Nityananda Prabhu took initiation. Because the Supreme Lord, they don't need any guru. Bhagavan, he himself guru. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. But still Krishna is taking sikhya from guru. And also Gauranga Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishvara Puripad. How he took initiation from Ishvara Puripad? He gave mantra to Ishvara Puripad and that mantra was repeated by Ishvara Puripad to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, no one can give mantra to the Supreme Lord. No one can give mantra to Supreme Lord. Rather, they receive mantra from the Supreme Lord. So similarly here, Baladevji, who is Nityananda Prabhu himself, he came in the dream and he gave mantra to Lakshmipati Prabhu. And then Lakshmipati Prabhu gave that mantra to Nityananda Prabhu. Like Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave mantra to Ishwarapuri Prabhu and Ishwarapuri Pad gave the same mantra to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this is Leela, this is pastime, only for Loka Sikha, teaching of others. Others will learn that, yes, we must accept Guru. Guru Grahana, acceptance of guru is very much necessary for the human being. That is teaching of Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram, at the same time also Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took initiation from Ishvara Puripada in Gaya, and after that he came back to Navadip Dham. He was different man. His mood was completely different. Earlier he was Nimai Pandit. He was giving teaching in the Sanskrit toll. Many they were getting lessons from Nimai Pandit. But when he came back from Gaya, he was having so much ecstasy. He was always chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. So that time he was always doing kirtan, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavan's Naam Kirtan. In Sivas Prabhu's house also, she was coming and he was doing Naam Kirtan. So when Mahaprabhu, he got so much ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu could understand this, remaining away from Mahaprabhu, but he could understand that now Mahaprabhu got this ecstasy. Now the time has come. I should go and meet with Mahaprabhu. So he came to Navadip Dham. He would have straight come to Mahaprabhu, but he did not do that. He remained in Nandan Acharya's house. And when Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Navadip Dham, Mahaprabhu could understand. So Mahaprabhu said to his followers that one Mahapurusha, one great personality has appeared. Go and search him. And Haridas, Srivas, Prabhu, all they went and they searched whole Navadip, but they could not find Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu wanted to show everyone who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At the same time also, Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to show everyone who is Nityananda Prabhu. So, therefore, Nityananda Prabhu was hiding inside Nandan Acharya's house. And Mahaprabhu knew everything, but he did not disclose this. So then Mahaprabhu said, let us go. Let us go and search. So he did not go to any other place. He straight went to Nandan Acharya's house. And there he found Nityananda Prabhu. Because he knew everything. And when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they developed so much ecstasy. So Nityananda Prabhu fainted by seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu holding him by his hand. And both were shedding tears. This is the union of Bhakta and Bhagavan. Because Nityananda Prabhu was acting as Bhakta even if he is the Supreme Lord. He is the first expansion of Bhagavan Krishna, Balaram. And that day we said about Balaram, how Balaram is Mula Sankarsana. Then he was Mahavishnu, and from him three Purusha avatar came. So Garbhodaka Sai, Karandaka Sai, Garbhodaka Sai, Kirabdi Sai, Vishnu, they are all coming from Balaramji. So Nityananda Prabhu is the source of all avatars, all types of incarnations. But still, Nityananda Prabhu was to show everyone how one can serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu did not disclose his arrival in Navadip. At the same time also, Mahaprabhu did not say anyone. So now, Nityananda and Gauranga, Milan, union took place. Then, through this Bhakta Lila, Prabhu is teaching. Mahaprabhu is teaching that one cannot understand or one cannot find his guru by his own endeavor, without the mercy of the Lord. That was teaching. And at the same time, the teaching was, without the Guru's mercy, one cannot get the Supreme Lord Krishna. So by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, everyone could see Nityananda Prabhu. And by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, everyone could know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. Earlier, they were thinking Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Nimai Pandit. He is the Supreme Lord. Many they did not know before Nityananda Prabhu appeared. So when Nityananda Prabhu appeared, then they could know the Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latabija. So we are wondering, we are going through many species of lives, many brahmanas, many universes. So finally, when one will become very fortunate, he will get the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Both mercy. We need Guru's mercy and also Krishna's mercy. In order to get Krishna, we need Guru's mercy. In order to get Guru, we need Krishna's mercy. The question comes, whose mercy we need first? We'll go to first beg Guru's mercy, or we'll go to beg Krishna's mercy? The answer is that when someone will develop so much strong desire in his heart to know Krishna, to know the Supreme Lord, to come to Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord, who is sitting in the heart of everyone as Paramatma, he will make arrangement. What arrangement he will make? He will appear as Guru. Because he is sitting in the heart of everyone as Chaita Guru. And when someone will very much like to get Krishna, understand Krishna, that time Krishna will make this arrangement so that he will appear before us as Guru. So therefore, we should develop strong desire to get Krishna so that all the arrangements will be done by the Supreme Lord, that we can get Guru. And by the mercy of Guru, we can get Krishna. So, to show this thing to everyone, this Nityananda Gauranga Milan Lila took place. That union pastime took place in Navadvip. So, Nityananda Prabhu is showing, teaching to everyone that to whom you are thinking very dear to you, he is not ordinary man. He is the master, the Lord of whole universes. All the universes is one. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu was singing, Bhaja Gauranga, Smara Gauranga, Loha Gaurangera Namre, Je Jana Gauranga Bhaje, Sehaya Amar Pranre, Bhaja Gauranga, Smara Gauranga, Loha Gaurangera Namre, Je Jana Gauranga Bhaje, Sehaya Amar Pranre. He was saying this thing, Bhaja Gauranga, Smara Gauranga, Loha Gaurangera Namre. Chant the Gauranga's name. Remember Gauranga. Think about him. And just take the name of Gauranga. So if someone is taking the name of Gauranga, chanting the name of Gauranga, he will be my life and soul. That was preaching of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was preaching to everyone. So Nityananda Prabhu was remaining in the house of Srivas Prabhu according to the instruction of Mahaprabhu. Srivas' wife, Malini Devi. Nityananda Prabhu was considering Malini Devi as his mother. One time Malini Devi was washing the utensils of, washing the paraphernalia of the Lord. And at that time one crow came and took a one small bowl, ghee pot. That was ghee pot. And Malini Devi was very disturbed by that. And Nityananda Prabhu was seeing this thing. Immediately he asked that crow to return back that pot. And the crow came and returned back that pot. The Malini Devi was astonished. Who is Nityananda? He's having so much power, so much potency that she could do it. Again, Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata was the mother of Nimai Pandit or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When she saw Nityananda Prabhu, she felt that Nityananda is my elder son. She was thinking Nityananda is my elder son. And she was not seeing any difference between Nimai and Nityananda. So always she was trying to give affection to Nityananda. One time, Sachi Mata said to Nimai, "Nimai, yesterday night I saw in the dream that like 5 years old, you both are playing. And you all went to the temple room. And temple room, Krishna Balaram, they were being worshipped there. And you brought them out. And you were starting beating them. Krishna Balaram, they developed so much anger. They said, all these belongings here in this house, these are all our property. Why you are coming here? This is our property. And you both should go out from here immediately. So Nityananda is saying to them, the time when you were all stealing the yogurt, butter, milk, that time has gone. This is not that time, and you can do this stealing here. Please, you should go out from here now. Because now this has become Brahmana's family. And you are not Brahmana. You should go out from here. So Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, they were from Brahmana family. So Nityananda said, this is Brahmana house. You should not stay here. Your time has gone. Because Krishna Balaram, they were from Vaishya family. So Balaram, he's having so much bala, so much strength. So Nityananda said, if you will not go from here, I will beat you. And Balaram said, if you will eat anything here, I am saying that Krishna will not be happy. In Krishna's sake, don't eat anything here. So immediately Nitai said, I don't care for your Krishna. I don't care for your Krishna. I have no fear towards your Krishna. So, Gaura Vishambhara is my Lord. Krishna is nothing for me. Now, you too cannot eat anything. Then Nityananda and Gauranga, a small boys, they took away everything from Krishna and they started eating. So, not only that, some remnants or something was there in their mouth, they, by their own mouth, they took that also from the mouth of Krishna and Balaram. Mother narrated this to Nimai Pandit. And Nimai smiled. He said, oh mother, you are very fortunate. You saw very good dream. That is good dream. So, somehow mother can think something, therefore Nimai said, now you understood that your deities in your home, they are very, very much awakened stage. They are seeing everything, they know everything. Jagrata, they are Jagrata. So then Satyamata became very happy. And when they were discussing, Vishnupriya, the wife of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was listening and just smiling. Satyamata, that time he said, what we should do? And Nimai said, you should cook and you should feed to Nitai by your hand. So Satyamata agreed, and she cooked. Then Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they came to eat Satyamata when cooked. When Nityananda was going, then Nimai Mahaprabhu is cautioned him, hey, don't show your madness before my mother. He said, no, I will not be like that. I am careful. So they both came in the noon time to take prasada there. Satyamata, somehow by mistake, he put 3 plates. And when this Nimai and Nitai, both they saw these 3 plates, they started laughing. So they sat down, and when Satyamata saw that the same 5 years old, the 2 children, they are sitting and they are eating prasadam. So again, after some time, Satyamata saw they became 4-armed Narayana. So Satyamata was astonished. Nityananda is holding hala and musala. And his body complexion is white. And Nimai's body complexion is black. So there are so many jewelries, ornaments Nimai is wearing. And finally, she saw in the chest of Nimai, his daughter-in-law, Vishnupriya, is there. So she was very much astonished. And she panted. Immediately Nimai got up from his seat and sprinkled water and tried to get back the senses of Sachimata. So Sachimata's mind, heart, filled with so much love, so much ecstasy by seeing all this. So through this pastime, Lord Vishwambhara, he wanted to show his mother who is Nityananda. Nityananda is not a mere boy. He is Lord Narayana. That was the intention of Vishwambhara, intention of Nimai. And very wonderful pastime Nityananda Prabhu did in Srivas Pandit's house. One time when Nityananda Prabhu was remaining in Srivas Pandit's house, that time Mahaprabhu instructed to celebrate Vyasa Puja, Vyasadev's Puja. So Srivas Pandit was very organized one. He organized nicely Vyasa Puja. Nityananda Prabhu, he was asked to put the garland onto Vyasadev. But Nityananda Prabhu was not listening. He was waiting and waiting. When Mahaprabhu came, he put that garland on Mahaprabhu's neck. So from this, it is envisaged that Bhagavan Krishna or Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the guru of everyone. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru, guru of whole universe. So if someone is worshipping guru, he must worship Krishna. And also Krishna said in Bhagavatam, we'll find Acharya Mang Bijaniyat Nava Manyat Karichit Namartya Vidyasuyati Sarva Deva Maya Guru. Don't see any difference between a guru or acharya and myself. And you should not consider the acharya is an ordinary person. Don't disrespect him. He is having, guru is having all the demigods within him, just like me. So worship him just like me. So that was the teaching, that guru is non-different from Krishna, but little difference is there. What is that difference is? Difference is Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Guru is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan. And Guru is Sevak Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. Krishna is to be served and Guru has to serve. So this is the difference. Otherwise, there is no difference between Guru and Bhagavan Krishna. So, then Srivas Pandit saying to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, the Sripad, Mahaprabhu was saying Nityananda Prabhu, Sripad. Sripad is not worshipping Vyasadev. He's not putting mala on the neck of Vyasadev. So Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu. So quickly, immediately, you should put mala on Vyasadeva. Nityananda Prabhu immediately put that mala on Mahaprabhu's neck. So when the devotees, they saw this, then they started saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So At that time, Vishwambhara, Mahaprabhu, he swore his Sarabhuja Gauranga form, six-armed Gauranga form to Nityananda Prabhu. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw Mahaprabhu's the six-armed form, then immediately he was fainted. He lost his senses. So Mahaprabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu fainted, then Mahaprabhu, he started glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Murcha gelo Nityananda Sarabhuja dekhiya apone chai tanatule gaye hato diya utho utho Nityananda stira karo chita sankirtana sunahato maro samahito je kirtana nimito tomar avatar se tomaro siddhailo kiva chaho tomaro se prema bhakti tumi prema moyo bina tumi dilekaro bhakti nahi hoyo apona sambari utho nijo jano chao jahare to mare ichha tahare bilao tilardho ke to mare ja har dosho hoye bhajile o she amaro priya kabhunaye. Mahaprabhu's touching Nityananda Prabhu's body and saying, please get up, Nityananda. Be quiet. Because you have appeared only for Sankirtan. Your duty is to preach Kirtan, Sankirtan. And now, you got that perfection. Now you will have to do Sankirtan, Kirtan. And you have so much prema bhakti. That prema bhakti you have because you have so much love for me. So unless you will give that love, unless you will give that bhakti, nobody can get bhakti. So therefore, please get up. Now you control yourself and look at your man. Who are your man? And you distribute them this bhakti, the love. Bilao. Bilao means distribute. So unless Nityananda Prabhu's mercy will be there, one cannot get that prem bhakti at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So that message was given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu to his all associates, those who were present there. Then Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu to chant Hare Krishna, to beg this alms from everyone, that everyone should chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this means that Bhagavan Swa Prakasa Vigraha, his own manifestation, is Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram. Without the mercy of his Swaprakasa Vigraha, his own manifestation, ಬಲರಾಮ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು, ವನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇವಾ, ವನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇವಾ. ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇವಾ ವಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಮರ್ಷಿ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ವಿಗ್ರಹ, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೋಸ್. ಸೊ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೋಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗುರುದೇವ್. ಸೊ ವಿದೌಟ್ ದಿ ಮರ್ಷಿ ಆಫ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ವನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಸೇವಾ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ವಾಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಲೀಳಾ ಟುಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ದಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಧನ, ದಿ ಲವ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ದಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಧನ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗೌರ ಹರಿ, ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಧನ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ಬೈ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೇಮದಾತ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮದಾತ ಶಿಶಿ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಪೇ ದಂಡವತ್ ಟು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಆಟರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್. ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರದಾಯಿನೇ ಕಳೌ ಕಳ್ಮಸನಾಶಾಯೋ ಜಾಹ್ನವಾ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶಿಶಿ ಗೌನಿತಾಯ ಕೀ, ಶಿಶಿ ರಾಧಾ ಲಂಡನೇಶ್ವರ ಕೀ, ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಜೀವ್ ಕೀ, ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕೀ, ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದ ಕೀ, ಸಮವೇತ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ, ನಿತಾಯ ಗೋಪಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ.